Thank you so much, Chair. Thank you all for your interventions. I too learned a lot, I would want to make some specific comments about the question of capacity, and I would again want to bring our attention to the idea of decoloniality that I mentioned in my presentation. Sometimes it looks like that people have not engaged with certain questions, like, for example, technology assessment. And I'm saying this from my experience in India, that sometimes the government agencies do not actually look inside within the country of different kinds of interventions that happen in the civil society domain or that happens in academic domain. So it would be also useful if we are thinking of building capacity to look inside what kind of activities have been happening or research scholars have been doing or civil society actors have been doing or international collaborations have been doing within the country context to start collecting what kind of capacities are there and what kind of capacities could be sought after. The other question is about technology transfer. Yes, it's a very, very important issue. And in India, this has been a central issue for policymaking since the 1970s. Actually, the technology policy statement of the 1980s was primarily, it actually institutionalized technology assessment in relation to need assessment for the technologies that needed to be transferred from abroad. Now also, there is a strong focus on technology transfers along the line of fair and just access. The open access domain in the science policy directive that we have at this moment, the science policy 2020 draft, focuses a lot on open access of technologies. There are many other initiatives that India has led on plant breeding protections rights and things around transfer of technology related to medical technologies. So there are these things that are there. And again, like I appreciate the comment from the speaker, the technology transfer is a central element and has to be integrated again in a very context-specific manner. Thank you so much.